Welcome to today's Sunday Tea Time.
Hi.
And today we're going to talk about how a one-liner can help your business get more customers and more sales. And we will guide you through the different steps today. So yes. Welcome to the show.
Episode number 29.
Episode number 29. Yeah, it's going on and on. And if this is the first time you're actually tuning in, then welcome to the show. We go live every Sunday at 5 p.m. on YouTube, Facebook, and Instagram over here. And the goal of the live stream is to actually answer your questions, have a conversation with you guys. And therefore, at the beginning, we're always trying to make sure that all the tech is working. So therefore, if you can hear and see us, feel free to type a yes in the comment section, something like that, so that we know that it's actually working.
Yeah.
And if you have questions or thoughts about your business or when we are a little down the line about your one-liner, then also put it in the comment section. We always try to monitor the different platforms. Although we have a little delay, 10, 15, 20 seconds. We try to monitor everything and answer in time. And the name, why we call this thing Sunday Tea Time, is because we drink tea. It's still too hot right now.
And today is cinnamon with stevia. Healthy stuff.
Healthy stuff. Important in these times.
Yeah, man.
Get a strong immune system.
Make sure and then getting some vitamin D as well, guys. That's very good for this pandemic. It seems that's what they are saying. So get that exercise and vitamin D in. Mm-hmm.
Get in the sun.
Yep.
That UV light helps. All right. So, I haven't seen any comments so far. Nonetheless, I hope that you guys can hear us. I see some people online on different platforms. So let's jump right into it. So when you run a business, one of the first things you probably realize is that you will have problems or having problems or having a hard time to sell stuff, no matter if you're offering a product or selling products or offering a service, if there is no actual need in the marketplace. Meaning if there is no real market. And when I say need in the marketplace, meaning if people don't have a problem that you can solve with your business. Okay, so when you run your business, you always should think, okay, who does that actually need? Who would buy that? Okay, who has actually a problem that you can solve? And we realized that a lot of business owners, when it comes to sales, when it comes to marketing, kind of struggle with actually articulate what their business is doing and how they can help their specific customer.
And how is it different as well from their competitor? Why should they choose you over your competitor?
Exactly. First of all, what are you actually doing? And then what are you doing different
than all the other... Differentiate yourself in the market itself.
Than all the other businesses out there that potentially doing something same, similar, or just working in the same industry. Mm-hmm. And that's why we have the topic of today's live stream, the one-liner, because, although that's a little misleading because it's not just one line, it's not just one sentence, but maybe 1, 2, 3, 4 sentences, really short, really compact, that explains what your business is doing, who you're actually serving, and what people need to do to get the next steps and get into that desired future state where they don't have that problem anymore. And we have our little exercise prepared that we want to go through with you guys. So that's the opportunity to kind of get the fine tuning for your messaging, to get really a clear message that your target market understands and that they don't have to think, okay, what are you actually doing? What are you actually selling? And how can I get that? So that it's really streamlined. So again, feel free to use the comment section and we're trying to keep an eye on that.
And we noticed as well that a lot of people feel confident in explaining what their business is about, but that's not how the people who are actually listening to them actually feel about it. They do not understand what they're actually saying. And therefore, you can be in this realm quite easily overconfident, and therefore ensure to check yourself and really be self-aware in terms of if you're actually getting across the message properly. And one way to do that is check with the people that you're talking to. Do they actually understand? Ask them if they understand. Make them repeat in their own words what exactly you're doing, who you're doing it for, why you're doing it.
Absolutely, because what you need to understand is that as a business owner or a CEO or whatever role you're fulfilling right now, you are so close to your craft, to your business, to what you're doing, offering. There's so much that is so logical and self-explanatory to you, but not to your customer. And yeah, you might be not even aware of that and talking and explaining or thinking why people not buying, and you maybe have a superior product or the best product in the marketplace, way better than your competitors. But if people don't know that, and if people don't see the value, and you can't blame them when they don't understand that, because yeah, it's your task, or your what's the name?
It's your job to
Responsibility.
make it clear to them.
It's your responsibility as the business owner, to have a clear message so that it's as easy as possible for your potential customer to actually understand, and therefore then hopefully buy your product or the service depending on what you're offering. So before we get to step number one, go
Sorry. Another thing that I noticed. So, because all of us have been in a situation where somebody comes to us and say, okay, this is what I do, and I'm trying to sell it to you. Not in that those words, of course, but they're trying to solicit your
You mean actively selling something to someone?
And they're trying to explain what they're doing, and you listen to them, and you're either drawn in or you're not. And in many cases, you're probably not drawn in. Now, sometimes one of the things that or mistakes that they make is using certain terms that are complicated and convoluted, that are uninteresting and also difficult to understand for the layman. They're trying to sound smart, pretty much, and everybody can't understand, and therefore they're not, as a result, interested in what they're saying overall. Okay, so one thing to remember in all of this is that it's not to sound smart or complicated to draw someone in. It's not all about that at all. The thing is focusing on being as clear as possible so that anybody can understand you, meaning a high schooler can even understand you. Okay, or a prep schooler can understand you, a primary schooler can actually understand what you're doing when you explain it in the terms that you'll explain to everybody.
Yeah, absolutely. I think for some reason, we, as you said, we try to sound smart, or even in school, we kind of try to use words that are complicated and kind of in that case, very industry specific. And actually, good writing in that case is, as you said, like on a fifth grader level. And there is software out there, for example, that also helps you with writing. For example, when you use that stuff on your website or in your email communication or even just your social media posts. For example, Grammarly, that just checks your grammar and your spelling.
And
That's
this is
very
a free app as well.
free software, free app, exactly. That helps me very much. And I think the second
English,
one
non-English.
is exactly as a non-native English speaker. And the second one, I think it's called Hemingway. I think this is a paid one, but this is really for writing. And the interesting thing is that all these software or these when people get teach how to write, is always to kind
What?
of dumb it down and make it from the sentence structure and from the words they use as easy as possible to understand, so that a child could actually understand what you're doing. If you are able to explain to a 10-year-old what your business is doing and they get it right away, that's probably a good sign.
Yeah. Because if you actually say it in a way that's seemingly smart to you, then the person who is listening to you could either think, okay, this is over my head, so I don't understand, or they're really smart and they understand what you're saying and realize that it's foolishness and you don't really know what you're talking about. So in either instance, it's a negative for you. So therefore, try to make it as clear as possible. And yeah, that is the goal in terms of doing your one-liner or your elevator pitch.
Yeah. And you also, I think, often intimidate potential buyers because nobody wants to look stupid, or nobody wants to look that somebody doesn't know something or is uneducated or what, whatever, just don't look stupid. And therefore, people then go a step away because they will not ask you and say, okay, what does that specifically mean? Oh, I don't understand what your business is, because they don't have the time.
Yeah.
If they don't get right away what you're trying to sell them, or not even if you try actively to sell them, as you mentioned earlier, but even if they are interested, if you're on a cocktail party, for example, or you're just mingling with other people, you met someone new and the person is asking what you're doing and you're saying, that's complicated and I don't really know, or you start with a lot of acronyms and industry jargon, that's not really helpful.
So, and you could be speaking to your next potential customer or someone that will lead you to your next potential 10 customers. Okay.
Exactly.
Yeah. Exactly. So trying to sound smart is definitely a no-no for sure. Yeah. Trying to be clear is the main focus of it.
Yeah. And again, being as simple as possible.
Yeah.
I think that's always the way to go. Don't overcomplicate it. Don't try to be smart in your marketing or have an Easter egg or a hidden meaning or a trick or something. That in 99% of the cases, that doesn't work.
Yeah.
Okay. People don't get the joke or whatever it might be. So follow the process that works at the end of the day. And before we start with the first step, go ahead.
So yeah, as we were saying before, in terms of not trying to sound smart, trying to be clear, etc., you should also try to get that person not only to understand, but be interested as well. That is quite important. And so we're going to go through some steps of how you can actually be clear as well as be interesting at the same time for your potential customer.
All right,
Shoshina.
Yeah, I'm probably butchered that name right now. Great to first see that all the tech is working.
Yes.
And that it's helpful. And welcome to the show. Great to see you. Okay, is Instagram working so far?
Yeah.
Can't really see that. It's too far away. But you have an eye on it, right?
We're going to go into that right now. So on Instagram, the question is, do you give the problem you're trying to solve in the instance, or do you hit directly on what you offer? Will the background be the distractor? So we're going to go into that now on the steps that you can follow and should follow in terms of creating your one-liner.
Exactly. So if you just tuned in, what we're going to talk about today is a one-liner. It's not really a one-liner in the sense, I don't mean in the term of just one sentence, but very short, very compressed, that really explains in a few sentences what your business is doing and how you solve a problem for a specific target market, for your specific customer. And the first step, or before we start into what you can do, or if you want, you can write in the comment section or on Instagram what your business is doing right now. Okay, so feel free to promote your business right now and put it in the comment section. Again, try to keep it short and simple. Nobody is going to read a super long paragraph. And then maybe we can critique it during the live stream. Mm-hmm. And yeah, while you're doing that or thinking how to write that, we will go through the three steps that are actually the main steps that you can follow to craft that message and be very clear in what you're actually going to say. And to answer your question, or to pick up from, I don't know, what's the lioness Sashi?
Sashi.
Okay. To pick up on your question. So I think the most important thing at the beginning on every interaction, on every marketing material, on every sales conversation, on every first interaction with your customer is to get their attention. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's the very first thing. And the best way to get someone's attention and in the same moment qualify them, mm-hmm. as and figure out if they are actually a potential customer is to frame the problem.
Meaning their problem.
Their problem, exactly. So what is the problem the customer is facing? Mm-hmm. Maybe not even aware. Maybe we have to make the customer aware of the problem. Mm-hmm. That's why it's so important to have that really compressed and don't explain it the next 5 minutes and explain to your customer why the customer has a problem. You know, it really needs to be short and the mm-hmm. customer, oh yeah, right, I have that problem.
Yeah.
You know, whatever it might be in the industry. And of course, it's different if you are offering a product or if you're selling products or if you're selling a service. Mm-hmm. But step number one when you're crafting your one-liner is to actually identify the customer's problem.
Yeah.
Okay, really think what is their problem, not why you want to sell stuff to them, but mm-hmm. what is their problem. And again, phrase it in very layman terms and very simple structured sentences and then use fifth grade words.
Yeah, if you guys give us an example, then we can use that to create the one-liner as well. Yeah.
Exactly.
In the meanwhile, we can use ours.
Okay. So, again, when you start crafting your one-liner or step number one of that exercise is actually thinking, okay, what is the problem your customer is facing? Mm-hmm. And of course, there can be multiple problems and multiple types of customers, but start with one. Okay, for example, in our business, when we talk with our clients, some feedback that we often get is, or the number one reason why business owners come to us is because they don't have a clear plan and clear strategy to use digital marketing to get more customers, to grow their business, to scale their business. Okay, that's the main problem. And that's why we have a market in Jamaica at all. Okay, so that's what you need to figure out. Another problem, for example, that they often have is to capture payments online. Mm-hmm. Banking system in Jamaica is not that easy. You don't have access to a lot of tools that you need to run a digital marketing campaign or to capture payments, as I said just now. So there are different problems in different industries and different markets. And I don't want to dive too deep into our specific segment, but that's the first step in crafting that message. Yeah. You're really thinking about what is the main problem your customer, your target market is facing. Mm-hmm. There are probably multiple ones, but focus on the main one.
All right. Okay. So Sashi says, I do mental health. She has a mental health brand. So if you can be a little bit more clear, meaning, are you selling products? Are you doing a service? Are you a psychiatrist? What exactly are you doing? Then we can get into it and dig into it more and help.
Well, I would start with the first step, as I just said. So exactly. So what problem are you actually solving? Okay. So what is the problem that your customers are having right now? Because if they don't have a problem, or if you have trouble to articulate that problem maybe right now, then you will have a hard time to actually sell your solution to that problem. Mm. Okay. That would be then step number two, and we talk about that in a second or right now. Mm-hmm. But again, step number one, really identify your customer's problem. What are they actually struggling with? I mean, you said mental health, but what does that specifically mean? Okay. And then step number two, after you really identified and maybe talk to your customers, talk to your past customers, talk to the people that maybe come in the door when you have a physical location. Customer feedback is probably the best feedback or the best market research that you can do to actually craft your message. Okay.
Okay, so Sasha says that the problem is neglecting their mental health. Now, yes, I understand what you mean, but this is the problem from your point of view and not their point of view. This is not what they see as their problem. They don't realize, okay, I'm neglecting my mental health. It's like I'm really depressed or something like that. Whatever it is, I'm not really sure in what area you actually are. So think about it from their point of view, and that's how you frame the problem. Most people struggle with dealing with their mental health. Most people struggle with feeling happy, healthy, mentally, whatever it is. Think about it from their point of view and not your point of view. So that's how you frame the problem itself.
And try as specific as possible. I mean, we are laymans when it comes to mental health and that kind of treatment. Mm-hmm. But try to be as specific as possible. What are they struggling with in their day-to-day life? What are their problems that they facing in their private life, in their professional career, maybe? Mm-hmm. I don't know, but be specific. I think that's one of the major keys here.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, she understands. Good.
Great. And okay, step number one, I hope is clear. Again, guys, if you are seeing this right now, feel free to drop your one-liner or your current one-liner, meaning what your business is doing and how you helping your customers in the comment section right now. And we will have a look at it. And in the meantime, I will explain what step number two is, because after you now stated the problem and again, from their point of view, what is their problem? What is your maybe self-diagnosed and maybe too quick diagnosed problem? What do they think is the problem? Yeah. Okay, that's the first step, because again, you need to get their attention. If they don't think that you're talking about stuff that is relevant to them, they will not listen. Yeah. Okay, no matter how good you think and maybe objectively are with your product or with your service.
Yeah, okay. Most people struggle with feeling stuck at work or feeling like they're in a burnout at work, whatever it is, mental health wise, things like that. You can be more specific.
And then step number two, after you really stated and shaped the problem
from their point of view,
is that you actually explain your plan to help.
Yeah.
Okay, so what is your plan, or not only your plan, how do you do it with your current customers? What is your, if you're offering a service, your process, your service you're offering, or how can the product that you're offering, if it's a physical product, actually get your customer a step closer to that desired future state, meaning to that state where they have that problem solved. Therefore, really explain your plan to help them.
Yes.
Okay, you now showed them, hey, I understand what your problem is. Now I explain you how I solve these problems, how I did it in the past, how satisfied my customers are. But really be specific here. Okay, I think that's also a problem that a lot of business owners have, because again, we are so close. A lot of stuff is for us, kind of obvious, or we think it's obvious and self-explanatory. But at the end of the day, again, try to speak to strangers, to people that are not in the industry, that have no idea what you're doing, maybe a 10-year-old, and try to explain to them very short what you're doing. If they understand it, then you're on a great way. Okay, anything else from your point when it comes to explaining how to help or offering the solution?
I think you made it quite clear, hopefully. Pretty much it's just your solution is how your product or your service helps the person to solve that problem. So you're also following in the line of saying, okay, this person or most people struggle with this problem. I help them by giving them this solution. And this is your offer or your product or your service. Okay. Be as specific as possible. Don't be vague and don't be convoluted, as we said before. Make it quite simple and clear what you actually do to help them. So in the instance with Sashay, for example, let's just say, because I don't know the details here, and we're, as Simon said, we're not mental health specialists or in that area at all. So let's just say that she is working with people who have problems with a burnout at work, and she has a happy pill. So that's a product, okay? Let's just say. And so in this case, most people struggle, or a lot of people struggle with a burnout at work. I'm not being very specific or clear, but yeah, you get the gist. And so I help them by providing this pill that helps them to do this, and this, and get them to this result, desired result. I need a better example, I know, but you get the gist. Problem, solution, all from their point of view, not from your point of view.
Exactly. So to recap really quick, how do you actually craft a one-liner? You identify your customer's problem, their problem from their point of view, mm-hmm. what they are struggling with. And then in step number two, you explain your plan to actually help them to actually solve the problem with your product or with the service you're offering. Okay. And then in step number three, and I think that's super, or maybe the most important part, is that you actually describe their situation after they became a customer, okay? How your solution actually helped them to solve that problem. What is that feeling? What is that state they are in after you solved the problem for them? Okay, so what is the actual benefit? Because again, for example, that's a probably old and example that is used many times, but at the end of the day, it's true. You don't buy a drill because you want a hole in the wall, but you want to put a picture on the wall. Okay, so the final goal is to have the picture on the wall, have to maybe a nice office space, or maybe if you're selling to the end consumer, maybe to private persons, whatever it might be. Mm-hmm. But that's the end goal. That's the benefit. And the problem in the first place is there is nothing how we can put that that picture, that image on the wall. Okay, so think about the desired future state, about the end goal, and make sure that your customer actually understands how you help them to get there. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So the successful ending to their story.
Exactly.
Yeah. And this you can use, for example, the reviews that you get, the testimonials that you get, to understand or where your customers are after working with you, after using your product. What exactly have they seen in their lives that has changed? And this is their desired future state.
Yeah, definitely. So if you kind of struggle, what the highlights are from your customer's point of view, from your product or service, ask them. Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. I think that's the
easiest way.
The easiest way and the best feedback that you can get.
Yep.
So, and from then...
the goat's mouth.
Sorry?
From the goat's mouth, just
someplace. And then one important, maybe the fourth step, but the last step from a really practical point of view is that you give or that you make a clear call to action, meaning tell your customer or your not yet customer mm-hmm. what they need to do, what is the next step so that they actually can get there, that they can get in contact with you, yep. visit your store, book a call. Mm-hmm. Whatever it might be, buy your product online. Mm-hmm. If you're running an ad online, then click the button around the video or around the ad. if you're sending out an email, whatever it might be, whatever kind of media you're using, make sure that you have a call to action again, and that is clear and easy to use from customer point of view.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, if the button is not clickable on mobile or some other technical issues, or not easy to read, then you will have a hard time. But make sure that you have always a very clear call to action so that it's easy for your customer to take the next step.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, from their point of view, it would be struggling with living productive lives or being their best selves. So there are issues that they have trouble solving themselves. So I offer counseling services that will help them or to equip them to be their best selves.
Mm-hmm.
And win at life. Can you repeat step three?
So I think what is super important in your case is that you are very specific what mm-hmm. the outcome is for your customers. Because just being the best version of yourself is way too vague.
Yeah.
I mean, think about it. You want that people open their wallet and give you money for something. That needs to be really specific and really valuable to them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, there are thousands of people out there shouting at them, promising all what they want to hear. Okay, but why should they go to you? What specifically can you offer them? And how can you make that tangible? Okay, so that they really have a clear picture in their inner eye. How do you say that? And really understand what it is mm-hmm. that you give them. Because mm-hmm. at the end of the day, I think a lot of people underestimate how easy or how hard it is to sell something, to get a stranger to open their wallet and give you money.
So one thing that you need to bear in mind is that if somebody doesn't understand you, if they don't feel like that you understand them, that you understand the struggle that they're facing, that you understand where they are in their life and where they want to be, then they will not give you their money. Okay? They will not trust you and they'll not think that you can help them. So bear that in mind as well. In terms of number three, it was to actually know their desired future state. So where they're going to be after they come in contact with your solution, which is your product or your service.
Exactly. How will the world look for after them. You solve their problem?
Their world.
Their world, exactly.
Yeah.
For them.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Their desired future state. So problem, solution, desired future state. Easy to remember.
Yeah.
All from their point of view, of course.
Exactly. Always keep in mind, if there is no problem, there will be no sale.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty much as easy as that. And the art or the complicated part, the hard part is actually to understand, okay, what is the problem that your target market has? And
yeah.
How do you communicate that so that mm-hmm. they understand it, that they feel understood by you, and then they are ready to listen what kind of solution you're offering.
Yeah.
And if they then trust you that you actually can solve their problem, that's then the next step,
mm-hmm.
that they actually have the trust in the solution you're offering, then yeah, you're one step closer to having one new customer.
You're welcome.
All right, guys. So yeah. I hope that was helpful so far. Let's give it one more minute.
Mm-hmm.
Again, if you want us to drop your one-liner in the comment section, if you want us to give you a little
feedback
or if you have any other question, mm-hmm. put it there. Otherwise, we'll give that a wrap up in a second.
I just want to say a few things to remember. Make sure that you're specific. That is one of the most important things. Be specific, be clear. Make sure that they can actually understand you and that you're saying this from your customer's point of view and not just your point of view. Make sure that you're also it's an actual problem that they're facing that you can actually pinpoint their pain points. And choking on the water. Wonderful.
Take it.
Get it down to a sound bite so that you can actually say it easily, memorize it, know what you want to say each time, and whenever the opportunity comes that you need to say it, that you can remember it and it rolls off your tongue easily.
Yeah.
And one of the most important things, your team, your staff needs to know the same exact statement. They need to be able to recite that too. They need to be able to memorize that too. Because if you have one team and everybody's saying different things, then it's not going to come together well. And everybody's selling something else and it's not really your business. You need to all come together and know this specific thing and know what you want to say to each customer, potential customer, etc., and that everybody is on the same page saying the same thing pretty much. Yeah. So ensure that your staff also knows this one-liner when you actually solidify what it is.
Exactly. So as soon as you have your one-liner down and you're sure, you got you tested it in the field, you got feedback mm-hmm. from the customers, and you really, yeah, boil it down to the essence, to the message that you actually want to deliver. Yeah, then make sure that you actually use it, that you use it on your marketing collateral, on your website, on your emails, that your staff is using it in your day-to-day interaction mm-hmm. with the customer or the potential customers. Yeah, and that you get the message out there. Absolutely.
Yeah, you can't have one head with 20 different mouths. Make sure and have the same message. That's important.
That's it.
Good.
All right, guys. So I hope that was helpful. Again, the three steps to craft your one-liner. Step number one, identify your customer. Identify your customer's problem.
From their point of view.
Then step number two, explain your plan to help them to mm-hmm. solve their problem. And then step number three, describe their successful ending to their story so mm-hmm. that they really have an understanding of how their future world will look like after you help them.
Right. And the best way to understand what this sounds like from their point of view is to actually listen to them and ask them.
Exactly.
Yeah.
All right, guys. I hope that was helpful. I hope to see you next time, next Sunday tea time, live at 5 p.m. like next every week. Sunday.
Yep.
And till then, I hope you have a great week. See you guys soon.
Bye.
Bye-bye.